Frequency Cast. Startup in progress.
Hi, and welcome to show number 14 of Frequency Cast, the online UK TV and technology show. My name is Carl, and with us is our resident technologist, Pete.
And Yesh Kovivochi.
Frequency Cast offers you a tantalizing take on technology and is driven by feedback from our listeners via frequencycast.co.uk. In today's show, here's what you'll find. Free TV from Virgin. Some preview and top-up channel changes. A hands-on look at the new Nokia N95. A way of earning cash from your smartphone. And in Focus, we look at ways of solving those annoying Freeview problems. First off, let's take a look at the news.
Frequency Cast, now loading news.
Time for a look at all things new on Frequency Cast. And first off, free TV for the masses from Virgin Media. At the start of April, Virgin announced it would be offering free digital TV for the first time to customers outside of the old NTL Telewest cable coverage areas. A special set-top box that receives over 30 free channels will be offered to non-cable customers that sign to Virgin's 8 meg broadband service and their home phone service, all for free. Sound good? It sure does, until you realise that actually what you're getting is a Freeview box. Yes, for your £19.99 a month broadband and phone service, you're getting a standard Freeview box branded with the Virgin logo. Impressed? We weren't. A more positive Virgin story now. Virgin Radio, already on AM, FM, DAB digital radio, digital TV, online and on mobiles with visual radio, has now found another platform. It's claiming to be the first UK radio station that can be accessed and streamed on the Nintendo Wii and the PlayStation 3 via those games consoles' web browsers. Next, Freeview playback. In May, we can expect to see some new Freeview boxes hit the market. Branded Freeview playback, these are essentially hard disk recorders made by Humax, Sony and TVonix carrying the Freeview brand, available from £150. A quick top-up TV story. Another channel left the top-up TV lineup recently. Movie channel TCM left in mid-April 2007, presumably to free up space for another TV channel. Movies from TCM will still be available on top-up's Anytime service. Next, some mobile phone news. Internet access from your mobile is now set to be a whole lot cheaper, with operators trying to encourage more online use. 3G provider Three is dropping its price to £5 a month for unlimited mobile internet access, beating the previous best deal of £7.50 a month from T-Mobile. While we're talking mobile phones, O2 is currently offering two free SIM cards for everyone. Each card includes 500 free UK texts a month. More details and the magic link on our website. Three very quick Freeview snippets for you. First off, Channel 4 and EMAP may soon be launching a new music channel on Freeview. The country music station, 3C, Continuous Cool Country, has vanished from the Freeview lineup, being replaced temporarily with Scottish station Clyde 1 on Freeview channel 724. We've also seen another new channel appear, Thomas Cook TV, appearing on channel 41.
Oh, thanks, Pete, once again. What was that other thing you were going to talk about? Mobile phone service thing or something, was it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, thank you for that. I'd forgotten all about that. This is this new little survey thing that I was telling you about. This is quite nifty. If you've got a Symbian Series 60 smartphone or a Windows Mobile smartphone,
right,
then you could earn yourself 15 quid.
Really? How's that?
And 5 quid a month.
And 5 quid a month. I mean, you'll be raking it in. Go on, let's say it. How do we do it?
Mobile phone companies and mobile phone networks are always after information about how people use their mobile phones. So they've set up this survey thing. Basically, you download this bit of software, install it on your smartphone, and it keeps a record of some of the things that you do on your mobile phone. So, okay, you could be thinking, well, you know, there's a bit of spyware on the phone here, or you've got something spying on you. But it collates certain bits of information, and once every few weeks, it sends information off to the other end about how you've used the phone. Now, that information is so valuable to this research company, they will pay you 15 quid just for installing the software, and then 5 quid a month for every month that you carry on supplying them with the data.
That sounds all right. As you say, it could be a bit big brotherish, but if it benefits you in the long run, I suppose it's all right.
And they do say here that they don't collect personal data, they don't view the contents of your text messages, they're just interested in the volume of information you put through the phone.
Cool.
Yeah, so if you're interested, there's a link on the show notes for show 14, where you can find out more, and if you're interested, maybe sign up.
Excellent. For more on that survey, or details of other news stories, take a look at today's show at www.frequencycast.co.uk. Right, so this is the part of the show where we look to you to find out what to do. And of course it's Focus. So, Pete, what are we doing on today's Focus?
It's been really interesting watching the numbers on this one. Number 3 was getting broadband. Number 2, which I really thought was going to win, was internet radio. But the votes have significantly tipped us toward Freeview coverage and Freeview connection.
Freeview. That's all I hear.
Well, Freeview is a digital TV service that's available using a special set-top box or a digital TV set. But in some parts of the UK, the signal isn't great. Although this is going to get better when the UK goes digital, we do get a lot of emails and phone calls here at FrequencyCast asking for help improving the signal or finding missing channels. So hopefully this part of the show will give you some guidance. First off, with any reception problem, the first thing to do is check your Freeview coverage.
Right, how do I do that?
Okie dokie, there's a number of websites out there. The big one is on the Freeview site itself, where you basically put in your postcode and have a look at your signal strength. But sometimes these aren't particularly accurate. So we actually favour a website called Wolfbane.
Bless you.
Wolfbane.
Amadeus Mozart, is that?
.com. So we talk a little bit about Wolfbane in a minute.
That's like music to my ears.
First thing, as I say, it's important to find out if you're meant to get a signal. In some parts of the UK, there is no signal at the moment.
Logical, really.
The problem is more if you can get some channels, or you can get channels occasionally, or you get interference. That's more the kind of stuff we get questions on. So if you're having problems with your Freeview reception, say you're missing some channels or you're getting some interference, the first thing to do is go back to basics. Look for your master TV socket, that's the main TV aerial socket in the house, and plug that straight into the back of your set-top box or digital TV. Then plug your set-top box into the TV itself. So basically you're cutting out things like video recorders, adapters, boosters, everything. So get it as basic as possible. TV aerial, Freeview receiver, TV.
Right, that makes sense. Go for the best core signal.
Then switch everything on and do a scan for new channels and see what channels you get.
Right.
Now this is where we kind of get a bit technical here, because some of the problems that people out there report is that they can get some channels but not other channels.
Okay.
So this is where we have to get technical, and we talk about this really complicated thing called multiplexing.
I remember multiplexing. Oh yeah, that was the multiple signals down one little cable and doodly what's it, babbly one, do you want to do like multicore really?
Exactly. I don't want to go through the pain of describing that to you again, Carl.
No, my head's still hurting anyway, so don't bother.
It was actually show number 7 where we were talking about getting digital. So basically you have clusters of channels, you have maybe 8 or 9 channels on one single channel. Now to illustrate this, what I want to do is I want to go back to our Wolfbane site, www.wolfbane.com.
Ooh, that's nice.
What we're going to do here is type in the postcode of our studio.
Great.
Excellent. Now you see the things loaded up here, UK Digital TV Reception Predictor. And what it's done is it says there's 2 transmitters here for us. Now we're in the southeast of the UK, and it's actually saying our 2 transmitters are Crystal Palace, which is off towards Croydon, London Way, and Bluebell Hill, which is in Kent.
I found my thrill.
What, on Bluebell Hill?
How do you know?
So I happen to know that our studio aerial is pointing at Crystal Palace, and we're lucky enough to get all 6 multiplexes here. But what happens if you're not so lucky and you're missing some of these channels? Well, first off, you have to work out which multiplex the missing channel is on. On our site, we have a list of channels and multiplexes. As a quick guide, see if you can get the following. BBC One is on multiplex 1. ITV One is on multiplex 2. Channel 5 and ABC One are on multiplex A. BBC Four and CBeebies are on multiplex B. UK History and E4 Plus One are on multiplex C. And Ideal World and Film 4 are on multiplex D. So check your Freeview system and see if you can get those channels. Chances are, if you're missing any of those channels we've just listed, you're missing all the channels on that multiplex. And going to Wolfbane can give you information about that missing multiplex, such as what number on the UHF band that channel is, and whether it's on a lower power than other multiplexes.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
So, looking at the Wolfbane site here, you see we've got the 6 multiplexes, and there's a whole load of technical information. I just want to kind of debunk some of this here. So you see here, multiplex 1, which is BBC One, is on number
25.
Exactly, okay, and then you've got multiplex 2 is on 22, A is on 32, and so on.
Fair enough.
Well, going back in time, when most people's TV aerials were put up, there were only 3 or 4 TV channels in the UK, and aerials were made to work within certain frequency bands, so they only included certain sections of that 21 to 68 band, and they excluded others. Now that we've got 5 analog TV stations, plus these new 6 Freeview multiplexes, all dotted all over the place on this 21-68 band, some of the aerials may not be able to get all of the multiplexes. So this is where Wolfbane comes in. What you do is you put in your postcode, look at your transmitter, and check the UHF numbers for each of the Freeview multiplexes, and see if the multiplex you're missing is at one end or the other end of that number range. On Wolfbane, there's a column for group. This specifies the aerial group that you need to get the multiplexes. If it says group type of W, this means wideband, which means you need an aerial that's able to cope with anywhere between 21 and 68. If Wolfbane says that you need a W wideband aerial, but perhaps you haven't, maybe you've got an A or a B band aerial, then unfortunately you might need to get your aerial upgraded.
Would you do us a favour and put a copy of this up on the FrequencyCast website and highlight certain things and just give people an example so they can read it through and understand? So.
Done. Yeah, I would certainly do that. Two other little things to point out here, and again, apologies for the technical stuff, but we'll stick this on the site as Carl suggests. You've also got how many miles away you are from the transmitter.
That's handy.
And a compass heading for where to point the aerial. But at the very end, aerial suggestion, and that says
amplified, extra high gain.
So that's actually saying that one's quite a way away and you need a really good aerial to pull in that signal. So what I'd suggest, anyone that's having Freeview problems, go to Wolfbane, type in your postcode and maybe print out the results. Then perhaps go along to our website, take a look at what we've described there.
Excellent. That makes sense to me, but then I'm here. Next.
Okay, when it comes to Freeview, it's not just all about the aerial. There are some other things that can cause you to get some problems. I'm going to do a bit of show and tell here. Carl, let me give you this bit of wire. What do you think that is?
All right, that's a TV aerial connector. It's a male one with the pin, and then it's the hole at the other end, which is the female.
So this is actually the one we got free with our set-top box. Now, I'm going to give you this one.
Well, that's sort of the same, but different colours, and feels a little bit thicker. Possibly better quality?
So what you've got there, yes, it is exactly the same type of thing. That's got a gold connector there, you see that?
Gold-plated, lovely.
Uh-huh, there you go. And the quality of the wire?
Yeah, well, as I say, that's quite robust feeling, and it feels like it's really quite sturdy.
Okay, so this is the wire that goes from your aerial socket in your house into the back of your Freeview box. Now, if you use one of these fairly cheap and nasty ones that you get for free, you can feel it's quite thin, which does mean it can pick up interference. So in some cases where you are getting crackles and lock-ups and things, just changing this lead from something like this one that's probably about 50p to this one that's about £7 or £8 will probably make a heck of a lot of difference to you. Also, the shorter the lead, the better. So don't buy a long lead and have it all coiled up around the back of your TV with all your main sockets. Keep it nice and short and you stop getting all that interference into your TV.
That's good. Would a signal booster help?
There's some debate on this one. Most commonly, signal boosters actually don't help you out too much. What they do is they amplify the incoming signal. But if you've got a noisy signal, it's amplifying the noise as well as the good quality TV signal. Where boosters do help is if you've got a fairly decent aerial coming in, but you may be splitting it off to feed 3 or 4 different rooms. Sometimes a booster with 3 or 4 multiple outputs can make a difference there.
So can you get Freeview on an indoor aerial?
Again, it really depends what your signal strength's like. Looking at Wolfbane, it will tell you. So for here, it says extra high gain aerial. So a little cheapo aerial on top of your telly isn't going to do it. But if you are very close to your transmitter, then often a TV aerial just stuck on top of your telly may just do the job.
That's all right then.
One question we get a lot is what happens if you haven't got a SCART socket? Now, you know the answer to this one.
Oh, that's the box you bought me for my telly, wasn't it? The booster, no converter, decoder?
Close. It's actually a modulator. So you plug the SCART socket in one end and a TV aerial socket out the other end. So if you've got something without a SCART socket and you want to use Freeview or a DVD player, then get yourself one of these modulators.
And they're only about 50 quid, aren't they?
About 25, 30 quid.
You've gone through an awful lot there. Very technical detail. Are you going to put this all on the website?
We've already started typing some of this up. So if you go to the show notes for today's show, that's show 14 on the FrequencyCast.co.uk website, we'll have information on everything we've discussed.
That's all right then. That's www.frequencycast.co.uk. Well, that was all very exciting, but what have you got there?
Look at this. This is the hottest bit of kit at the moment.
When you say the hottest, what lorry did it come off?
Don't ask.
Okay, then. So it's... guess what? It's another phone. Because I need a new one. Okay, over to you.
Go on, press the little button at the top.
So does that give you a clue what make of phone this is?
The Motorola.
This here is the Nokia N95.
Hold on a minute. Did you just say the Nokia N95?
It was the Nokia N95.
Oh, yes, you did.
Do you fancy a KFC with it?
Okay, Tell me about your Nokia phone.
Anyone else fancy a chicken burger?
This phone, you're going to hate because it does everything. You name a feature, a serious feature that mobiles do.
MP3 player.
Yep.
What's that Bluetooth?
Bluetooth.
Yep.
Video.
Record and playback.
Photographs.
Yep.
FM radio.
Yep.
Games.
Yep.
Wi-Fi.
Yep.
Cuddly toy. Wine glasses. Isn't her bathrobe. Coffee maker.
Okay, look at the back. See that? That is me unlocking the lens cap of the 5 megapixel.
And again?
The 5 megapixel.
And just in case you didn't hear it?
5 megapixel camera with a Carl Zeiss lens. 5 mega, I mean, that's more than my standard digital camera.
Well, it's better quality than your camera, yeah.
And it has USB, infrared, Bluetooth, GSM, WCDMA, HSDPA, and WLAN. Woo!
It didn't have a WC, I noticed.
That's an add-on available later. So this is the latest Nokia phone, and this does absolutely everything. The thing it also has is GPS, so you've got satellite data on it. And the beauty of this is we looked at a satellite navigation phone once before, the XDA, but this has something slightly different. With the XDA, you've got to buy a mapping program like Copilot or TomTom, but this uses something that is unique to Nokia's download service. Basically, you get a satellite lock, it tells you where you are, and it downloads over the internet a map of exactly where you are. Once it's got your satellite lock, rather than getting all your map information on a memory card or something, this actually downloads off the internet a small area of the map tied to where you are. So the beauty of this is you can get more up-to-date map information without having to buy a new memory card. And you can go anywhere in the world, switch it on, and it does it. You don't have to take the maps with you, you don't have to download stuff before you leave on holiday. These are all over the net, so anywhere in the world, it will download a local map for you. Pretty clever.
Very impressive. So it's a real-time download of map information. I like that. So it's got one over the TomTom, actually.
Pretty much, yeah. So looking at the GPS, what we have there is a map of where we live. Obviously, we're not getting a signal because we're inside the studio, but that little cursor there is where we are, yeah?
That's where we are, not where we live.
What I'll do is I'll run a quick demo of this, just so that you can get a feel for what the navigation sounds like. Now, the voices for this are automatically downloaded over the net again. So again, you don't have to preload them. They're all in there for you. Let me just run a simulation here.
Next possibility, turn left. Turn left.
Wow, that's impressive.
150 yards at the roundabout, take the second exit.
And those are impressive graphics as well, aren't they?
So we've got a 2D map representation there. We can also switch it to a 3D representation there.
Nice.
To take the third
exit.
Not
bad, is it? Are you impressed?
Yes, I like it a lot.
Now, I know the thing you are going to like. This is a little bit of fun here. It has something called 3D ringtones. Let me just dial this up for you. I'm going to play you a 3D. I'm going to give you a bit of classical music here.
Hold on a second, Pete. Guys, can we kill the music? Stop it. Thank you. Over to you, Pete.
Okay, so here's a little bit of Schubert for you with a ringtone. So what you may notice is this has stereo speakers. So on the left, on the right, two stereo speakers. Can you hear a bit of stereo there?
Yes, I can. It seems to be coming from beyond the phone, which would be confusing when you're actually in the pub and it starts ringing. You're looking behind you, isn't it?
But look at this, sound trajectory. Okay, we've got flyby here. Are you ready for this? This is brilliant. You'll love this. Get the image. So it does a little left to right. And you can do zigzag as an effect. So there we've got zigzagging left and right. And then you can change the trajectory speed. This is all just ringtones. You can do it in a... Then we've got a living room, cave, echo, railway station. Let's put it in a railway station. It's quite fun. And we'll set it to random meander. Here we go. You like this. So that was a little look at ringtones. Now let's dive into the media player here. Something else I want to do for you. Let me get a little bit of music you're familiar with.
Well, I must confess, I mean, that does actually sound quite impressive, considering that that's coming from a tiny little phone speakers. Obviously, the bottom end's not very good, but the clarity's unbelievable, and it's really captured the stereo field of the original recording.
I mean, I am really, really impressed with the stereo. This has got stereo widening. We're not even using that. And it's still got a pretty good stereo image?
Yes, it is. I mean, it sounds... It doesn't sound like the sound's coming from that phone, but then I found that as technology's moved on, the phones don't appear to actually be making the noise when the phone rings, which I find quite bizarre, but if you're actually listening to music on it, it's probably better.
So, all in all, N95. Good phone?
Lovely. Nintendo, wasn't it?
That's the one. So this is the Nokia N95. This is the real, real hot phone. This is going to be the phone of the year. Gorgeous display. I haven't mentioned this little keyboard here. So we've got the slidey out keyboard at the bottom.
Oh, nice. And it's all blue and lights up.
And if you slide it to that position, the whole thing turns to a landscape. And if you click it one more, you see there you've got the little MP3 controllers. So you've got a fast forward, rewind, play, stop.
Oh, very clever. So it actually slides to the left and the right, and it gives you different things. So you've got a keypad on the slidey bottom switch and a MP3 player controls on the left-hand side, which is really cool.
Not a bad little phone. Surprise, surprise, you can actually get this free on some networks. Okay, you have to pay about 40 quid in rental, but as a free phone, would you want to go for something like that?
Yeah, I would. And I particularly like, which you haven't mentioned, because I'm going to mention this, I like the graphics. Pardon you? How do you do that? Because it's like a Mac, really, isn't it? Mac computer graphics. Really rolls on, rolls off. Really sleek.
And this is fairly standard Series 60. This is Series 60 version 9.1. So there are a few new phones that look like this. But yeah, they are rather sleek icons. And this is actually quite an easy-to-use phone.
Yeah, it is.
Just for the sake of comparison, I'm going to show you this phone. This is actually my personal phone at the moment. This is the O2 XDA Orbit. And this actually does more or less the same. You'll probably find that a more confusing interface. That's the main menu there.
Well, that's quite nice, isn't it? But this is running Windows, isn't it?
Yeah, this is Windows Mobile 5, which is kind of the latest one. So we've got the icons of the main menus there. Comparing the two, the phones are about the same kind of size. The N95 is slightly shorter, but a little bit thicker. The beauty of the XDA Orbit is it has a touch screen. And to be honest, when you're doing map navigation, actually a touch screen really wins it for me. But this doesn't have the 5-meg camera. This doesn't have this amazing stereo sound. It doesn't do video calling. So if you want video calling and an MP3 player and decent mapping, then I go N95. Otherwise, the XDA Orbit is a lot cheaper. Doesn't have the high-res camera, but again, it's a very, very powerful little phone. Which one would you go for then?
Well, as you've already got one, I'll take that new one away from you. You won't need that. I don't know what to do with it, but, you know, it looks nice, doesn't it? Actually, I'm a little bit scared of it.
Frequency cast. Now loading. Interaction.
Oh, it's the good bit. It's interaction. It's the part of the show where you get in touch with your TV and tech questions. First, here's a mail from Gary Metcalf. I've just got Sky HD, and I already have an AV sender. It works. But will it send HD pictures to the receiver, which is connected to the HD bedroom TV?
Sorry, Gary, but your video sender can't be used to transmit high def around your house. High definition doesn't work over SCART sockets. Also, the bandwidth for sending high definition wirelessly just isn't there. Your Sky HD box still has SCART sockets, so you'll still be able to send around standard definition pictures to another TV.
A mail from Stephen Tucker. He says, I've just bought a Panasonic TV with an integrated digital tuner. From what I can understand from the manual, I can't record a Freeview channel and turn off the TV or even put it in standby mode. So what do I do when I want to go out and record something or record something in the early hours of the morning?
Hi Stephen, if your ID TV can't send Freeview to a recorder while it's switched off, then you have a couple of options. You could look for a DVD recorder or DVR hard disk recorder with a built-in Freeview receiver. If this isn't an option, consider getting a cheap Freeview box or even the Bush iAdapter just for your recorder. Plug this in and you'll be able to record direct to it. This solution also gives you the option to record one digital channel while you use your TV to watch another Freeview channel.
And a mail here from Adam Child. He says, I'm beginning to see a lot of talk about Twittering on the net, but don't claim to know much about it. I would appreciate a heads up, as it sounds quite cool.
Ah, Twitter is nifty. It's sort of an extension of blogging. Basically, you create yourself a free account, then tell your friends and the world what you're up to by sending Twitter a text message or instant message. If you have friends using Twitter, you can get updates on what they're up to too. It's a handy way of using a single text message to keep in touch with your friends and family. We've actually created ourselves a Twitter account. So if you use Twitter, add FrequencyCast as a friend. If we get enough interest from our listeners, we could even start sending updates about FrequencyCast via text message. For more information, see twitter.com.
Now, C. Warner asks, Do you have anything to do with MFI and the small kitchen televisions they sell? This is an urgent and important question.
I think we can safely say no to that one. Now, some calls from the podline.
Hi there, my name is Mr. Newman. I live in Alderney in the Channel Islands, and we receive a terrestrial signal which is picked up from the UK and then broadcast again over our island. What we want to know is what's going to happen with the digital switchover. Are we still going to receive our TV signal, or are we going to have to get some satellite dishes put up?
It seems that the Channel Islands will be one of the last places where analogue will be switched off. Apparently, the Alderney transmitter is scheduled to go digital in March 2013.
Hi, it's John Williamson speaking. I recently sent you an email asking if the BT Home Hub could be reconfigured to work on TalkTalk.
Sorry, but I'm afraid the BT Home Hub is only for use with BT Total Broadband, and the settings are hard-coded for BT's service. See our Home Hub FAQ for more. We also had a call from Maeve Kennan from Eastbourne, calling to report a problem with a Grandstream voice over IP phone working with a BT Home Hub. On our website, we have instructions for port forwarding on a Home Hub. Check out our FAQ. You should also check out the Grandstream help page, which lists which ports need to be opened. Note, the ports are UDP, not TCP.
Hi, this is Nigel from Putney in London. I'm just wanting to ask you for a comparison between BT Vision. I just heard your podcast, which is great. BT Vision against Tiscali TV, or what used to be called Home Choice. I'm trying to work out which to choose, really, because I haven't got Virgin Cable in my area. I wanted your advice on which one to buy.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. First off, Tiscali TV gets its TV programming down a phone line, whereas BT Vision gets it over the air using the standard Freeview system. Both services require you to have your broadband service with them. They both roughly offer the same number of channels, and prices are comparable. With Tiscali TV, for an extra £10 a month, you can subscribe to channels not currently available on BT Vision, such as Eurosport, MTV, the Sci-Fi Channel, UK Gold, and Paramount Comedy. This may sway your decision. Tiscali TV doesn't offer a hard disk recorder, although it may do later this year. Also, Tiscali TV is only available in certain parts of the UK. BT Vision is nationwide and does offer a free hard disk recorder.
Oh, Mr. Motodata the Motivator. He's written in again, you know, Pete. He says, okay, you sarcastic pair. Classic car feature. What he really meant, car, stands for computer and radio.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, even I know what you two know about classic automobiles could be written on a micro dot with a felt tip pen.
Well, you wouldn't use a felt tip pen, would you? You'd use one of those little fine nibbed pencils and interface it into your stylus.
Yeah, that's right. They were one of those futuristic ones with the pen which had a highlighter or a fine nib pencil or a stylus for your laptop or your palm top computer. Yeah, you're absolutely right. What a stupid thing to say. I thought with your love of acronyms and abbreviations that you would have realised what I meant. Oh, I see. I still find my vintage 1988 Amstrad PPC 640 laptop computer perfectly acceptable after 20 years. All right, it's the top model with twin floppy disks. What are floppy disks, Pete? One of the operating systems and application disks with data. Sure, it's a bit slow, requires 43 floppy disks to save each A4 size photograph. Well, thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Motodata. I like this bit down the bottom here. I think your preoccupation with the next best thing in computing, radio and TV, should be balanced with some reflection on the fantastic ideas and technologies that got us here.
Yeah, maybe. And I've got a mail here from Dave.
And he's kind of on the same lines, really.
Yeah, he says, hi, gang. I love the banter between Pete and Carl. My main comment is, in some ways, technology is moving too fast. What have I said?
Moving too fast.
And would like to see in a future show old gadgets being given a mention. For example, the Philips 2000 VCR. Please give me a shout in the next show.
Hi, Dave. Consider yourself shouted at. Also, a hi to another big iPlayer player, Linus. Good to know you're tuned in to us. Linus has suggested we chat about NAS devices and Flycase TV in a future show. Now, what about the rest of you iPlayer crowd? Is that a fair balance, you think? We've got these guys here asking for talk of old Amstrad computers and video recorders, and this guy's talking cutting edge with NAS and FlyDrive?
Yeah, I think it's a nice mix between caveman and spaceman. And a mail here from Robert Gregson. He has a Slingbox, but some of the keys he needed for his Panasonic PVR are missing. He's looking for help getting Slingbox to learn new key presses.
Hi, Robert. Well, we had a quick look on the internet for you and found some useful information on the slingcommunity.com website. Take a look at the show notes for today's show, show 14, for some more help.
And now it's time for our competition winner. Congratulations go out to Andrew Molly for winning our recent competition. He wins a £25 Amazon voucher. Hi also to the folks from the moneysavingexpert.com that popped over to enter our competition. Stay tuned for more. We asked our listeners to link over to us. Honourable mentions go to Carla Knight at V8 Gamer, also to Jack at satellitetvtalk.info. Check out the latter for some top chat about satellite TV shows such as 24, Lost and Galactica.
Oh yes, and hi to all of those that uncovered our hidden Easter egg in the last show. Special mentions to Paul from SoBrighton.com. By the way, Paul, there's no mention of Frequency Cast on that website, I see. And also hi to Nigel, the Vicar of Freeview, who found our Easter egg, and he wants us to talk about the BT Vision box lockups, which we believe are due to be patched very soon.
Well, that's it for interaction, and for this Frequency Cast.
If you've got a question, opinion, or any comments on UK TV or technology stuff, please get in touch. You can call us on the podline and leave us a message. It's a London number, 0208 133 4567. You can also leave us a voice message using Skype. Our Skype ID is FrequencyCast. Or you can send us a message via our website, www.frequencycast.co.uk. If you have a website or a blog, don't forget to link to us. You may win a prize. Also, don't forget to visit our website to vote on what you'd like to hear on the next show.
Remember, we need you to tell us what to discuss in the next show by voting on our site. Also, if you found today's show interesting, go to our site and check out the show notes for this show, Show 14, to find more info and links to everything we've discussed today, including those free SIM cards and details of the smartphone survey. Well, that's all for another feisty, flashy, flamboyant and sophisticated look at futuristic favourites. Please get in touch. This show is driven by you. Catch you on the next show.
Frequency Cast. Shutdown in progress.
Well, that's all for this show. Keep the feedback coming and make sure you visit our website for details of what we discussed in today's tantalising take on technology. Point your browser at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Shutdown complete.